Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We're going to talk right now with some of my favorite rock and rollers. This is Tim Cord of the American Hitmen, also a former Marine sergeant, and a gentleman who I met for the first time on the deck of an aircraft carrier in San Diego when they rocked the USS Midway to kick off the National Heroes Tour. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. It's good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, man. You guys have been dominating. You did your time on America's Got Talent. You've been rocking the world. Well, hey, yeah. I wanted to talk to you about some craziness you guys found yourself involved in and also helped kind of blow the whistle on, which was beautiful, involving some of our not friends, the Saudis. Now, there is a set of U.S. legislation designed to pay victims of 9/11 reparations, essentially, and the Saudis have been doing everything they can since they were the bulk of the 9/11 hijackers and unfortunately almost certainly involved in some of the other aspects of that. They've been trying to avoid any culpability for this, and you guys found yourselves being kind of surreptitiously and cheatingly contacted by a veterans organization that actually turned out to be funded by the Saudis. Tell us about that, man.
Our friend, or who we thought was a friend, David Niffenegger, he is a vet kind of involved in politics in Des Moines, Iowa. You guys want to fly out to D.C., stay at Trump's hotel. A group of vets are going to go on the Hill and maybe talk to Senator McCain, Lindsey Graham, about this bill called JASA. And up to this point, we'd heard nothing about it. But it was basically like a four-day paid vacation to Washington, D.C. And so Dan and I were like, oh, cool, you know, we'd like to go out there and see it.
Absolutely.
And no money was changing hands. They weren't paying us, but they paid for everything to go do it. So we were like, sweet. So we got an email, and it was from Jason Johns, who was the organizer for this event. And it was this big, long-winded email about how JASTA is detrimental to the vets. And if anybody served overseas in the Middle East, these countries can turn around the JASTA legislation against you, and you could be hemmed up by Interpol. And all this, it was crazy. It was scary. And we're not politicians. We're rockers who used to be in the Marine Corps. And so we're like, well, damn, this sounds crazy. So the first night we get there, we're at Trump's hotel. We're in the Patton Room. And well, there's 40 of us there. And there's retired generals. We're all broken into groups of five or six. And Jason Johns, the leader, gets up and he basically says, thank you guys so much for coming out. This is a cause that's near and dear to our hearts. We love the 9/11 victims and their families, but we feel that this affects the vets greatly. Oh, and by the way, there have been a lot of rumors going around that the Saudis are behind this. I can assure you, this is just a group of concerned vets that are basically just saying, like he just volunteered this really random non sequitur comment. And up until that point, we were like, we never even remotely thought that Saudi Arabia had anything to do with this trip that we were taking to D.C., right?
And just so everybody understands, this bill is called the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, JASTA. And again, the Saudis have hired a bunch of lobbyists and apparently co-opted some of these veterans groups into essentially trying to con you guys into supporting this. So now you're there at the hotel. This guy's telling you things that are making you suspicious. What's going on next?
So the next day we go out and they bring us up into groups, and we basically go to we just walk office to office in the Senate and the House. And sometimes we talk to a couple congressmen, most of the time we just talk like their senior staff. And we'd walk in with this group, and the leader of the group would say, we're a group of concerned vets here volunteering our time to discuss the language of JASTA. And so they're like, do you have any paperwork or any documentation for your group? And I'm like, oh, no, we're all just here on our own accord, right? So they wouldn't leave anything. It just looked like a group of vets just got together. So we're going to these meetings all day, and consistently through every meeting we had, the leader of our group, Daniel Tinsley, Dustin Tinsley, they were brothers. They would always say, we really would like to have a sit down with the 9/11 victims and their families, but due to roadblocks and legal things, we haven't been able to at this point. And that's when Dan leaned over and was just kind of like, why would the 9/11 victims and their families not want to talk to vets? It just seemed really bizarre that 9/11 victims and their families would have any problem working with vets on this JASTA bill, right? So that was our first giant red flag, right? So that night, I was sitting in the lobby of the Trump Hotel. It was like 10:30, 10:45. And Daniel Tinsley, one of the leaders, who is a wounded combat veteran. He's got a Purple Heart recipient, and he runs the Purple Heart organization in Wisconsin somewhere. Like, he's got actually a good cause. So he comes stumbling out of a conference room with this guy in a suit, who we later referred to as a lobbyist. And I was talking to my girlfriend at the time. I was totally sober. I don't drink. So, and he goes, "Oh man, Tim, come here. I got something to tell you." And I said, "Well, what's up?" And he is just drunk out of his mind. And he goes, "Oh man, I've got such great news. I found a way to kill this bill." And so up until this point, I had no idea that that's what we were doing, was trying to kill a bill, right?
Right.
And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, the guy I was just talking to, he's a lobbyist, and he found a way that if we cap the lawyer's fees at 5%, so essentially when a 9/11 victim and the family would sue the Saudis, their lawyer fees would be capped at 5% rather than the normal 33%. And he said, "So no lawyer is going to take these cases, so we can basically just squash this whole thing right now." And I said, "What do you mean squash it? Like, do you not really care about Justin?" He goes, "Oh no, man, I don't care about this at all. But it's a way to get my foot in the door to help my organization." So it was like he was doing this knowing full well that he was lying to all of us, and Jason Johns and his brother Justin were lying to all of us, so they could get their good vet organizations in the door by rubbing elbows with all these people, right? And I said, "So Daniel, by the way, like, who's paying for all this, man?" And he goes, "Dude, it's the kingdom." And I said to him, I said, "The kingdom of Saudi Arabia?" He goes, "Yeah, man, like, you know, they don't want to deal with this." So I told the guys the next morning, I told my brother, of course. There were a couple other guys at our table, our group, that we got really tight with. Like, so we asked the other guys that we were with, like, "Did you know that this is what's going on with the Saudis?" And they're like, "No, we were all flown out here thinking that this is an actual vet bill that would be detrimental to us." I'm like, "These are good dudes who are busy guys, and they came out there to volunteer the time for a cause that they thought was actually a cause, right?"
And it's not like anybody reads, you know, it's not like people like us read the language of something like this. You're relying on somebody who's telling you, you know, it's supposed to be good for vets, and it could be hurting vets if we don't kill it. You know, I mean, you, who's going to read the language of that to find out they're lying beforehand? You hear Trump Hotel, free trip, everything paid for, and for a good cause. I'm in first and ask questions later. And unbelievable. Well, this is a...
So I messaged him the next morning. It was the Wednesday morning while we were there. And I asked him, I said, it was Wednesday, January 25th, at like 10 a.m. I said, "David, did you know that who was funding this?" And I didn't mention anything about the kingdom or anything. And he goes, "Well, we've all had our suspicions that it's the kingdom." And I said, "Didn't you think that you should have told us that before we went?"
Seriously.
And he's like, "Yeah." And I have the full thing on Facebook. I have it all. And he says, "Well, welcome to politics, Tim. It's either the Obamas and the Iranians or the Republicans and the Saudis. You pick your battles."
Well, I am very grateful now that you guys have blown the whistle on this, that this is out, and that we can watch this kind of disgraceful, you know, attempt to use vets to further an anti-victims of 9/11 bill. It's horrifying to watch. And I mean, you guys have done so much good for the veterans community and everybody. I am disgusted by the fact that these people tried to use you for the power of evil, and glad you figured it out.
Well, that's the thing, is like, there's nothing more sympathetic than a 9/11 victim or their family other than a wounded combat veteran, right? So, like, they've obviously figured out how they can pull the sympathy card, like, "Oh, yeah, we see your 9/11 victim family. We'll raise you a Purple Heart veteran, right?" Like, who's going to say no to that, right? So it's slimy. I'm only saying this because I genuinely care that vets are being lied to and being wined and dined by the goddamn kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's not cool with me.
Well, again, dude, glad you figured it out. Glad you raised up and slapped this down. But I'm going to tell everybody listening, if you got anybody in your family who likes rock and roll and the military, you cannot get more rock and roll military than American Hitmen. So, Tim Cord, American Hitmen, thank you so much for coming on and shining a light on this shady Saudi stuff. This is Jim Hansen, Secure Freedom Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.